This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I will tell you, because as Secretary of State, I was deeply involved in this. All of us in the administration were trying to get rid of that prosecutor. From Obama to the Secretary of State to the Vice President, all of us were working on that. The ambassador, and we knew if Ukraine was going to survive and win the revolution in the end, the Maidan, they had to get rid of that prosecutor, and they did.
Whoa, that was close. If Ukraine was going to survive, boy, it was going to have to take some fast action. They had to get rid of that prosecutor. One man stood in the way of victory or defeat. And thank God Joe Biden acted, or where would we be? Well, we know Joe Biden defied actual State Department policy because there was nothing crooked about Viktor Poroshenko. Nothing crooked about him. But Joe Biden said, you know what? They don't really understand it fully, so I'm going to go against it. Not because my son is in business with him and getting paid millions of dollars. No, that has nothing to do with it. It is to save the democracy. It is for the greater good. It is to get rid of the biggest existential threat to mankind. Putin. Or is it Trump? Or is it white radical blue-collar men? Or is it global climate change? I keep forgetting because the goalposts keep getting moved. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You know, Joe Biden, he's a forward-thinking dude. He really gets it. His strategy play, well, it's up there with the best. Because I don't know if you remember, Joe Biden actually started this war. He told Putin, you know what? Why don't you go in there and invade Ukraine? Because you know what I'm going to do then, Vladimir? I'm going to make you the bad guy.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further engage Ukraine.
I wanted to follow up briefly on a question asked by Bloomberg. You said that Russia would be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. Are you saying that a minor incursion by Russia into Ukrainian territory would not lead to the sanctions that you have threatened, or are you effectively giving Putin permission to make a small incursion into the country?
Good question. So it did sound like, didn't it? The most important thing to do, big nations can't bluff, number one. Number two, the idea that we would do anything to split NATO, which would be have a profound impact on one of, I think, profound impact on one of Putin's objectives is to weaken NATO, would be a big mistake.
Just so we're clear, America, Ukraine is not in NATO. Just so we're clear, America, one of the provisions of the Soviet breakup was that they would not allow a country that bordered Russia to join NATO. So who's right and who's wrong here? Yeah, exactly. I got to tell you, this whole Tucker thing going over to Russia, I think it's great. I do. I think that, no offense, I think that way too much is being given to Tucker as if, you know, there's some mind-blowing things happening with his interviews. I'm glad somebody interviewed and got Putin's point of view. Good for him. And the part that I do like, though, has nothing to do with Putin. Because it was so eye-opening. And this part, I give Tucker a lot of credit. He goes over to interview Putin, but he also interviewed Tara Reid, interviewed Snowden. I'm anxious to see the outcome of that. But the one that was most eye-opening had to do with going to McDonald's and going into the grocery store and buying what he thought would be about $400 worth of American product and paying 25 cents on the dollar for it. $100. and we're supposed, they're in sanctions. They're all, they're struggling in Russia. He goes, food was readily available. It isn't like these sanctions are impacting them in any way, shape, or form. I got to tell you, he went into the subway. I don't know if you saw that video. It was gorgeous. You got to see that video. And then, of course, he went to McDonald's and he bought what is now the equivalent of about $12 worth of food for $7. And he goes, it was actually more than that, because he got two burgers, fries, a drink. And let's just say that's like $7 or $8. And then he got a piece of cake. I don't know what it cost. I know this. When we go to McDonald's now, I'm always shocked. I'm sticker shocked. I'm like, $32 for three people? What did we get? Did we get the steak burgers? Nope. Big Macs, you know, fries and a Coke, which we rarely go, but I'm just giving you an idea. So Biden gives Putin permission to go into Russia. I mean, to go into Ukraine. Did you hear me? The lady goes, are you really giving him permission? And he goes, well, I could see why you think that. And he never answered it. Yes, he gave him permission, but Putin had every right to go in. Every right. I want you to understand that along with all the other farces that are going on in the world, this idea that we've got to protect Ukraine is as ridiculous as all the other things. J6 is the biggest thing since the Civil War. Really? And one person got killed. And that's the biggest insurrection, attack on the democracy. I'm so sick of this hyperbole and the nonsense of the leftists, I can't see straight. But we let them get away with it. And I already told you, Joe Biden, when it comes to Ukraine, there's one goal. And we'll play this clip again. We played it in another show. We'll play it again.
And the way it works is we supply Ukraine with military equipment from our stockpiles. And then we spend our money replenishing those stockpiles so our military has access to them. Stockpiles that are made right here in America by American workers.
Did you hear him? Play it again.
Military equipment.
And he says it like, you know, like it's such a good thing. We supply them from our stockpiles. And then they do the math. Figure out how that works in our benefit. And then here's Romney giving the coup de grace in terms of the Ukraine and why it's important.
The vote we will soon take to provide military weapons for Ukraine is the most important vote we will ever take as United States senators.
Wow, so much for putting the American citizens first, huh? Mitt Romney's most important agenda is for the Ukraine.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'll talk to you more after
Ukraine and also China. President Biden on Ukraine and also China. There's polling by the Associated Press that shows that almost 70% of Americans, including 40% of Democrats, believe that you acted either illegally or unethically in regards to your family's business interests. Can you explain to the Americans, at this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brother's foreign business associates?
I'm not going to comment that I did not, and it's just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with many of their business associates?
I did not. There's lies.
That was the White House press pool asking Joe Biden about polling data on corruption. The majority of people believe you have interacted with your family in an illegal way. That's their words, not mine. No, these weren't doctored through AI or anything. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The gauntlet has been lifted. It is now fair game to go after the Bidens, and it's not going to get any easier. Joe Biden's going to get hit with tough questions, and he knows this. So all this prep of, Joe Biden's getting ready for this or that, and we're going to talk more about it because State of the Union's coming up. And they got some high expectations for old Crazy Joe. He gets a chance at another, you know, shot at another bite of the apple, I think is what they call it, right? But he's got his hands full because he's got a campaign that is in total disarray. I would love for somebody, please, lefties, have the guts. Come on this program and defend your guy. It's a wide open format. I promise you I will treat you with respect. I will let you talk. Yeah, I will leave a pause to make sure you've said everything you want to say before I destroy you. But I will do it gracefully. I won't do it mean-spiritedly. There'll be a little bit of snark and mock. But how could I not? How could I not? And I haven't given this in a while. I haven't said this in a while. But I want to say to the audience, I have never lost a debate with a leftist. If you believe that you know one that is smart enough to take me on, I encourage you to have them contact me. We will have them on the show, and as I said, treat them with the utmost respect. Not that they deserve it, but we will. We will treat them like they're one of us. And I want to make sure they have a good quality experience here. Now, the bad news is they're going to lose the debate. And some of them are going to be a little butthurt, and they're going to want to tell friends, don't ever go back. You killed me. You crushed me. And why do I know this will happen? Because I've done it many times. If you've been listening to my show since we started, there have been people that have come on, and they have been, Mr. Bragging Leftist, Mr. Jackson, you said such and such, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, okay, so let's dissect what I said specifically. I don't want you putting words in my mouth, but let's dissect what I said. And we would get into tete-a-tete, and I would give them questions. I would say, look, I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you of anything, but I would like you to do this. If you believe you're right, and you're not, then go do the research on this, and you can do it in any format you want, any forum you want. I don't care. But if you can come back and say that what I told you is wrong, then we will have a debate right here in front of the people. No, but if you can go find it, and then you come back, and I'm wrong, I will freely admit it. I said, but if you find out that you're wrong, you got to come back on and freely admit it. Is that fair? Yeah, Kevin, that's what I'm going to do. And I can tell you, in all my years of doing this, I had two people do it. If you've been with me a long time, you know what I'm talking about. I've had two people take me up on it. They were intellectually ready to go. Let's go, Kevin Jackson, you don't know nothing. And neither one of them came back. And what was funny, while I was doing this show and I was telling them, you're wrong, you're blatantly wrong. And I would say, go look this up. If you think that's the case here, I've written about it. You can go read my blog. I got links into it, yada, yada, yada. Neither one of them came back. And one of them, I remember, he was a black intellectual. And he goes, Kevin, you're wrong. And such and such. And I said, I tell you what, brother, if I'm wrong, I'll freely admit it. But if I'm not, you come back on the show and you apologize. And I want to say, and maybe my producers we'll remember, and we should have kept a note of this because these shows were so great. But one of the guys, I think he did call me back. He didn't admit he was wrong. He knew he was wrong, but because I kept saying something. If I'm not mistaken, I said, so you did call back. I'll give you guts for that. But what did you find out? And he wouldn't admit it. But he was admitting it by not admitting it. So two times I've done it. Now, I've also made this comment. I'm willing to take anybody on in the areas of my expertise. Anybody. No holes barred. Bare knuckle or 16-ounce gloves. I don't care. But here's what I will tell you. I have offered, the more intellectual these people are, the better. The better. I don't want somebody, Kevin, well, anybody could beat that yokel, you know, local yokel or whatever. No, I want college professors, PhDs from the Ivy League schools. I want them to come on and debate. And here, I've even made this. They can even bring friends. You don't need to phone them. You can bring them. You can have them sitting right there ready to Google on a moment's notice whatever I say. That's how confident I am. And in all the years, I've been doing this now almost 15 years of radio.
in all my years of doing it, I have never, I told you the two times, and it wasn't college intellectuals, but I have never had a so-called intellectual call this show, want to debate me on a single thing that I've said. Not once. So I want to go back real quickly to Joe Biden. He's trying everything. He's backing off of electric vehicle mandates. Oh, you know what? We're going to relax what we wanted you to do for 2030. And even though we're not going to be specific, I want your vote. So if you'll union, if you'll follow me and not, you know, whatever, then we can go from there. Because, see, Tesla's not union. Tesla's making cars and the UAW can't stand it. Joe Biden supposedly is going to issue an executive order because he's going to stop the flow of illegals in the border. Now, he ain't going to do anything. He'll issue the executive order if he decides, and we'll go more into that in just a bit. But he's not going to do anything. It'll be symbolic because that's all they do. Ukraine, I don't know if you realize this, they're losing the war. The Russians invaded one of the bigger cities of Ukraine with Spetsnaz, and now they're starting to infiltrate the other side. And pretty soon Ukraine is going to be back to being Russian. Zelensky will be deposed, and Biden will still act like he's got a whipping boy. The trade deficit is worse than ever with China. Does that surprise anybody? The Houthis continue to attack our military. We are doing nothing about it. Oh, we killed somebody. We don't even know. They report whatever they report. We don't know what's true and what's a lie. We're dealing with amateur hour. That's what the Joe Biden administration represents, amateur hour. When we come back, State of the Union, the great campaign reset for Joey Demento.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Coastal California communities from San Luis Obispo all the way south to Long Beach continue facing threats from flooding and mudslides as drenching atmospheric river storms continue to pummel the state. Areas of the Southern California region were forecast to see anywhere between a half inch to another inch or so of rainfall Wednesday. Already 8 to 12 inches of rainfall has come to those areas. Also, snowmelt remains a concern.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
trial involving lyrics to Hotel California starts Wednesday in Lower Manhattan. The 1977 Eagles hit was written out by hand, but soon after lost. A rare book dealer and memorabilia seller is being accused of selling the lyrics to auction houses while knowing the lyrics had been stolen. That dealer's attorneys, though, argue their client is innocent. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Axios wrote an article and they called it Biden's Reset Moment. And they think the State of the Union is going to be the thing that does it. Because you all know, everybody in America is sitting around waiting on the State of the Union. Woo-hoo! They can hardly wait. I mean, people who can barely pay their bills, people who are raising multiple kids by themselves, sometimes raising kids with their spouses and still struggling with the day-to-day challenges of life. Well, they can hardly wait to hear Joe Biden with his State of the Union. Look, I don't know what the ratings have been for State of the Unions, but I don't think Joe Biden's are too high. But here's what I do know. The Super Bowl is a place where you can get an audience. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. They think that Biden's going to revitalize his campaign with the Great Reset, the big reset of his campaign at the State of the Union address. But he didn't revitalize his campaign when he had the chance in front of millions of people who are in an exuberant, you know, they're cheering for their team. They're in the best possible place you could want to be. And Joe Biden doesn't say a word to them. Here's how they write this at Axios. Biden officials see next month's State of the Union address as a big public reset moment. Ha ha, right. Watch the articles. I've already told you. Watch the trend lines of Biden. By the way, next month is weeks away. So what do you think is going to happen between now and then with Joe Biden? Is he going to turn down more big interviews? Is he going to get in public and flub it somewhere? Can't say much for the first one because you don't get much bigger than the Super Bowl. But in terms of, is he going to speak and screw it up somewhere? Yes. Where's my little magic eight ball? Signs point to yes. A chance to overcome, they say, or at least neutralize concerns about Biden's age and vitality. Okay, let me get this right. We're going to be farther along. Biden ages in dog years, which means he ages in dog days. So a month is really 6 months. So if we go a month, it's another 6 months for Joe Biden. He'll be 94. You know, not to go all Chris Rock. He's going to be 94 years old. Why it matters, they write. Many top Democrats are convinced. I love how they do the. Wait till you hear the rest of this, but. Many top Democrats are convinced that if the election were held today, Biden would lose a rematch with President Trump. Really? They think that if it were held today, Biden would lose. One of them even further down in this article said it would be a nail biter. Right. Biden's address on March the 7th, they say, is his biggest chance to shift public perceptions. What we're hearing. Biden's State of the Union address played well last year. He seemed agile and riffed about the GOP and Social Security.
Officials close to him, needing a repeat triumph, will spend hours on everything from the text to his physical preparation to exploit the prime time moment. And let me tell you, we should be fearful, right? Because Joe Biden's going to have the nation riveted. They're going to all be looking at him, and people are going to be complimenting. I mean, I can see it now. He's going to be this triumphant person. He's going to exude 50-year-old vitality. Or not. Here's what they write. They said, he's needing a triumph. They said, everyone around him is well aware of the need to jack up this campaign. The only way to deal with the negative aftershocks of the special counsel's report, slamming Biden's age, is for Biden to be out there, to be visible, to be strong of presence and strong of voice. I'm anxious to see this. I really want to see how you get a 90-year-old dude to act like he's 40. I want to see it. I want to see how they prop him up. What makeup do you use? Do you go orange? What do you do? One bold move, they said, is an executive order that would dramatically stanch the record flow of migrants into the Southwest. So Biden's going to actually do what Donald Trump did. And he's going to say, we're going to stop this border invasion. Between the lines, they write, inside Biden's campaign, there's a belief that things are turning around. Yeah, because there's so much optimism out there in the world. New York cops being beaten down, illegals invading the country, taking over resources, money being given to illegals that's more than taxpaying citizens get when they file unemployment or get on welfare for whatever reason. Yeah, things are really looking up for the campaign. Talk about a puff piece. I mean, look, I get they're saying Biden's got to reset, he's got to do this, but it's a puff piece. It's like when these people leave Joe Biden. Listen, I'm afraid that I want Joe Biden not to be our nominee, but he's been a great president. Well, which is it? They go on. Some valued campaign hands didn't like commuting to campaign headquarters in Wilmington. Now officials are being more flexible and allowing remote work. A small campaign office is open near the White House. They're telling you, even inside of his own campaign, people are going, yeah, I'm going to put my resume out there. Behind the scenes, they say a new window into Biden's campaign flux comes from CNN, which reports that some leading Democrats fear the campaign might be stumbling past a point of no return. This is the first thing they've written that I go, okay, now you're finally spot on. Now you're finally getting to the crux of the matter. They go on, though. Listen, here, this is what they do. They've been hardened by listening sessions by VP Harris, which they view as surprising and welcome change after months of feeling sloughed off by the White House and Biden campaign headquarters. They felt sloughed off because Biden's hiding. He's hiding Biden. The outreach sessions, they write, included six Democratic governors who gathered around the dining room table of Harris's official residence two Saturdays ago. Boy, that had to be an amazing conversation. You know, when people talk, you must actually listen while they talk. I wonder what platitudes Kamala Harris gave these six Democratic governors. She's using the intelligence from the sessions to break through what she has called the bubble of Biden campaign thinking and to push for changes in strategy and tactics that she hopes will put the ticket in better shape to win. Now, I'm not trying to draw conclusions here, but okay, so they met with six Democrat governors. What's that going to do? These are people who are out of touch as anybody else. If she had said they met with six Republican governors, I'd take them seriously. Anyway, they go on. They say they featured black men, a group Harris is working to energize. I'm going to leave that alone, except to tell you that there was a meme that said when Trump put out his new tennis shoes, those gold tennis shoes, Kamala Harris introduced her gold knee pads. I'll leave it at that. Ashley Etienne, former communications director for Harris and then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, told Axios, "The sessions are led by Harris are finally starting to play to her strength." They call her the convener in chief, so she can convene people, get them together. And they say it's a role long envisioned by Harris's allies, who point to her high approval with some of the party's most vital constituencies. You ready? Women voters, black voters, and younger voters. Here's their what they call reality check. Mark Zandi and his fellow Moody's analytic experts say that in a paper last month that although a Biden-Trump rematch would be a nail-biter, they feel confident in their state-by-state model prediction of a Biden win. Wow. What they're saying, this is a category. Representative Robert Garcia, first-term progressive who was mayor of Long Beach, told Axios that Biden should use the State of the Union to spotlight domestic victories to appeal to younger voters. "It's going to be a good moment for the president to re-engage on domestic issues," Garcia said. "He's got a huge record, and I think it's important to remind folks what he's done. Insulin prices, infrastructure, those are going to be critical." Okay. I love it when the Democrats are optimistic over stuff that I'm going, okay, whatever you guys think. Ann Kuster, chair of the center-left Now a New Democrat Coalition, said the address will be consequential for the entire party, not just Biden's reelection win. "The world is watching. This is the moment to show Democrats are leading and succeeding." Yeah, buddy. Right around the time that, well, keep in mind, Hunter will have testified before then, or that story will begin. So let's see what the Democrats plan to roll out during that period, because it's going to be ugly during that period. They say the bottom line is Democrats recognize that Trump and Republicans don't fear Biden and they don't fear his campaign. That needs to change fast.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I'm Vice President of the United States. Anything that I handle is because it's a tough issue.
My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, "I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?" You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
And as the name suggests, community banks are in the community.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
And I again want to thank the Secretary for your work. This issue of transportation is fundamentally about just making sure that people have the ability to get where they need to go. It's that basic. You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, They are the children of the community.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
We must together work together to see where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be.
Because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen. To see what is possible, to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, to reject the notion that the way things have always been has to be the way things will continue to be.
I have a motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
I eat no for breakfast.
There is no vaccine for racism.
The climate crisis represents an existential threat to who we are as a species.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Because the reality is that the life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human.
We have supposed leaders who are pushing science fiction instead of science facts.
This virus, it has no eyes. And yet, it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other.
You guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes. I'm telling you, it is going to be unbelievable.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for.
Welcome, everybody. That person right there, pardon me, is going to be president of the United States, and not in an election when Biden steps down. That's scary. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Biden campaign is relying on Kamala Harris as part of its strategy for the Great Reset. And I'm going to tell you, if that woman is your secret weapon, you're in big trouble. But that's what the media is touting. I'm showing you the level of desperation that the Biden campaign is having right now. They're setting us up for the inevitable. I'm going to get to it in just a second, but Harris is going to step in when Biden steps down. Look at the articles being written about Harris right now. Kamala Harris is gathering information on President Biden's reelection campaign in an effort to help turn things around. As the sitting president trails former Donald Trump in hypothetical matchups. More than 24 people said this to CNN. Probably ex-Secret Service people, ex-clandestine agency people. All of them have signed a letter or something. But multiple people are saying Kamala Harris is stepping up. Let me tell you what's being stepped up. They're trying to make you feel like she's ready to take charge. She's ready to carry on where Biden left off, which should scare the hell out of you, by the way. They said, Biden is trailing Trump in several swing states by as many as 11 points ahead of the 2024 election. This is a strategies company called Redfield and Wilton. That's telling us, as some of Biden's top allies voice concerns over the president's reelection chances, Harris is talking to staffers to try to penetrate the bubble of Biden campaign thinking. So here's what cracks me up. These people tout Harris is stepping in. Where's she been? Living under a rock in a hole with a hermit? What could you possibly be doing as that campaign is in triage? Are you tweaking the Dominion voting machines? Are you selling jackets, beans for the beanstalk? They go on, amid concerns of how the Biden campaign is performing, Harris has done well in fielding the criticism. This is what somebody told CNN. And they added this, she deserves credit for it. Those who have had conversations with Harris about the state of the campaign told CNN that it has shifted their view of the vice president, and she is viewed as a crucial part of the reelection effort. That's your strategy. You're going to tout the woman who couldn't get 2% of the vote when she ran against Biden. She's been a feckless VP, practically non-existent. I played you her clips. This is one of the dumbest people in politics, and they are relying on her. While Harris's effort isn't seen as her going behind the campaign's back, they write, she is worried that Biden will lose to the couch rather than Trump. Two dozen sources told CNN. That's a lot of sources. As Harris continues to gather information on the campaign, she is reportedly asking her staff to set up additional meetings so she can get a better feel to what's gone wrong in the re-election efforts. Now, I literally said this to myself. Do they realize how stupid that sounds? This is the vice president. So let's just look at it from a corporation standpoint. There's a president, the guy that runs the company. There's a vice president who backs him up for when he's on vacation, etc. Now, they typically need to know all the details so they can make decisions. But in this particular case, in this fictitious company that we've set up, the vice president doesn't know anything. So now the president's in trouble. The vice president comes in and says, okay, listen, I know we're in triage. We had a terrible corporate quarter this last time from what I'm hearing. So would somebody brief me on where we are? Let me tell you something. I've been in enough board meetings. You go in like that, you leave with your bag, you know, with your box. Because nobody accepts that. You have to be ready to step in. It's like Miss Universe and Miss Runner-Up. Miss Runner-Up can be, okay, so where we at here? Okay, let's see. What am I supposed to be doing? I mean, she's ready to step in. She's beautiful. She's talented. She was number two. Not to go all, you know, crazy misogynistic on you with the whole Miss Universe thing, but I think you get the point. You can't have somebody, listen, I'll get my staff together. Y'all get me up to speed on where we are. Let me tell you, Kamala, let me tell you where you are. Your administration is a joke. The Biden administration is fighting multiple wars on multiple fronts external to America. Inside of America, they're fighting about 10 wars, all of which they started. Gender wars, sexuality wars, race wars, age wars, COVID war, healthcare wars, a ton of different wars that are going on. If Harris has to gather information, what in the heck is she be doing? You have to live under a rock in order to not know what's going on with this country. Bidenflation is breaking the backs of people. The jobs being created are not being created for normal citizens, what they like to call the jobs that will pay a livable wage. Welfare rolls are growing with illegals. We have an invasion that's occurring that's impacting every single aspect of society. People are getting more stupid, less ability to critically think. The debt is rising to untenable levels. The deficit is outrageous. Crime running rampant. People are afraid of life in general, especially if you live in a big city. What? Really? You need to evaluate what the problems are. Oh, but that's right. Bidenflation is good for you, and the economy is really good. And don't believe your eyes. And of course, Kamala Harris, she's going to go out there and bring that woman vote, because women love Kamala Harris. Oh yeah, they love her. She's going to bring that black vote. Yeah, black people, we talk about Kamala Harris daily around the dinner table. I don't know what your conversation is about, but that's what we talk about.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now becoming completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.